Well, howdy guys, and here's yet another video that proves you shouldn't ever trust a Fabon. They will say they love you and then lie and deceive you, and all for their own gain. You are somebody just to be used. Generally, Fabons will never tell you the truth, as it makes her look bad, or she'll have to take some accountability. They don't want to be responsible for anything, not even their own actions. This sort of scam by the Fabons has been going on for hundreds and thousands of years. But there is a tool now. Inexpensive. Painless. To show these Fabons the liars that they are. And it's not just an ethnic group of Fabons. They all do it. Because they've been getting away with it for so long. This guy in the video stayed pretty calm, but you can tell that inside he's completely devastated.
So me and our daughter, our five-year-old daughter, went and got tested today. Okay. And it said that I am...
Wait, why you take my baby to go get tested anyway? What do you mean? What kind of test, first of all?
I went and got a DNA discovery thing so you find out where you come from. And kind of find out the child doesn't come from me. Yeah. 5 years? I can't even go crazy right now because the kids are asleep. So I'm trying to stay calm.
You raised her.
We have three children, and the last one is not mine. How's this possible? Well, we know how it's possible. But guess what? Because the kids are asleep, I'm not going to turn violent. I'm not going to call you a bunch of names or cause a big scene. But you and that five-year-old, who I do love, is going to have to leave the place.
No, because I pay bills here too, and her brothers and sisters is here. You ain't never about to separate my kids.
You are on none of the bills with your name. Technically,
yeah. Okay, whatever.
You don't have your ID that says you live here. One. Two.
This
you see what I says.
Why would you do this?
What do you mean, why would I do that? Are you serious right now? Now I don't give a shit. What do you mean, why would I do that?
That's still your child.
No, that's your child.
You raised her for
5 years.
No,
that's your child. And yes, I do love her. I'm not denying that. But I can't continue to raise a child that's not mine. I'm not doing that. What kind of father would I be to my other two children to show them the kind of weak man raises a kid that's not his?
What kind of man raises a child for 5 years and then try to kick her and her mother out?
No. What kind of woman portrays that as his child for 5 years?
Okay, it was a mistake.
A mistake?
And you raised her.
A mistake. A mistake is putting extra ketchup on my french fries. A mistake is accidentally turning off the TV.
This is ridiculous.
How do you accidentally get pregnant by somebody else? Do you even know who the father is?
It doesn't matter who the father is.
It doesn't matter who the father is.
No, it doesn't.
Are you serious right now?
We've been in this house for 5 years raising that baby and the other two. They know each other as they know you as daddy.
No, yes, daddy, father, papa, all that good stuff. But guess what? It is what it is. You wasn't honest back then, and I'm going to be honest with you right now.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so I already called the police to come escort you out of here. You,
and Scott, you called the police
100% because I didn't want no arguments. 100%, I didn't
want
no arguments.
You just started
one. No. I ain't starting no argument.
Yes, you did.
I am ending a problem.
Oh my God.
That's what we're doing.
Now we're a problem.
No.
Now we're a problem.
No, like I said, I'm not gonna lie. I love the little girl, but I'm not gonna continue to be a father to a child that's not mine, and I'm not gonna be loyal to a woman who was never loyal to me.
This is ridiculous. I can't believe you did this shit.
Notice how she says the kids are her kids, not his. And it was just a mistake. You don't have sex with somebody else because of a mistake. This is the worst form of betrayal. And it's amazing that this Fabon believes there's nothing wrong. And it's him that's being awkward about it. If a man wants to bring up somebody else's child, that's up to him. But being tricked into it is the lowest of low. Lots of males still don't get DNA tests because they get a resistance from their wives or girlfriends. If the child is his, then there's no harm in proving it. My suggestion is to all guys out there to get DNA tests done because this is far more widespread than people think it is. The Fabon will never tell the truth. Even when she has to. They are scammers by nature. They have no real empathy towards males, or anybody else for that matter, except themselves. Mandatory DNA tests should be done every time there's a birth. The reason it isn't in the laws is because they know how widespread the deceit is. Vermons don't seem to understand that the biggest betrayal of all is this one, not the infidelity. Because she's treating her boyfriend or husband as a patsy and shows complete disrespect. Unfortunately, we've seen the true nature of Femons because of media and smartphones, webcams. And that's why males are starting to have prenups, DNA tests, because they realize how deep their deceit and lies go. Some males only found out by accident after 20 years, 30 years, because of a medical emergency. Don't be one of those guys. If you find out the children are all yours, then you will trust her even more. Statistics say that at least 30% will find out they're not their children, or at least one of them. I believe it's far higher than that. If you talk to most Femons, they frown on DNA tests. Just ask them why. Let me know what you think, guys, as usual. You take it easy.